Chapter 15. Precognitive Dreams. In following Seth's dream recall instructions, we found ourselves collecting some excellent examples of precognitive dreams. Some were clear-cut and almost exactly matched the foreseen future event. Others were partially disguised in symbolism. Still others were so interwoven with other dream material that we just marked them as indicative of precognition and let it go at that. Sometimes, dreams that seemed nonsense contained one clear, important image that shortly, within a few days, would appear in a different context entirely. In several cases, two or more future events would be condensed into one dream. Over the last few years, we have spent many hours with our dream records, though the daily time spent in keeping them up to date is negligible. For our own benefit, we frequently kept simple journals of daily events also, so that it was easier to check dreams against daily and weekly happenings, and to connect dreams with past, present, and future events. What is the point of it all? For one thing, records of your own precognitive dreams will convince you that you can perceive segments of the future. This personal knowing is far more vital than a bland intellectual acceptance that precognition may exist or is generally possible. You don't have to take precognition on faith. If you keep careful dream records, sooner or later, you'll find your own evidence of it. Each of my own precognitive dreams made a significant impression on me at the time and represented proof that I was moving in the right direction. Now, I am much more interested in how precognition works, what triggers it, and what translates into dream experience. Each recaptured dream is not only a highly personal document, but a clue into the nature of dream existence. Precognitive dreams are most evocative from this standpoint.